103.
For hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Over 50 Kapirim Ponchi Council employees cry foul over unfair dismissal. In African news, bogus colleges in South Africa under pressure as a crackdown yield results. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Over 50 Kapirim Ponchi Council employees whose contracts were prematurely terminated have expressed frustration over what they describe as unfair dismissal. The affected workers included casual staff, council police, and revenue collectors. The affected individuals have lamented to Kombon Radio News that no reasons were provided for their sudden dismissal, adding that they are eager to understand the cause. The employees said being laid off has plunged them into hardship, making it difficult to support themselves and their families amid challenging economic conditions.
On the 29th, yes, that's when I was actually starting the orphanage. Yes, I started working. Notice. Of course, there were some hiccups. We didn't get our salaries at the same time as the rest of the staff. Yes. And then at some point, some of us were recalled from our workstation. Yes. So those were the signs that came before the termination.
Okay.
Then on the actual day itself, though the date, the letter is 13/11,
yes,
they gave us a letter on the 13th, which is Friday last week. Getting the letters, we couldn't even see them. We just found one man who was giving us the letters. We don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Like I said, they paid their former staff, their current staff at the time,
okay,
the old staff. We continued working with the hopes that they'll give us the money. They were saying, no, there's a hiccup with the payroll.
And when contacted, Kapirim Ponchi Town Council Secretary Timosa Mambalakata declined to comment. The matter is purely administrative and referred all queries to Lusaka.
The Service Commission is the right person. Yes. Our spokesperson on that, those issues.
Okay.
They should be able to advise. We don't discuss those matters.
Okay.
The right person, the commission and the corporate affairs matters. That's the one. It's only the employer. Only.
Police in Lusaka have recorded a road traffic accident in which four passengers sustained serious injuries after jumping from a moving minibus in Makero Township. According to the Zambia Police Service, the incident happened on February 20, 2026, around 13 hours along on Sokoro Road, opposite Chingwere School. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says the incident involved a Toyota Hiace minibus driven by a 22-year-old Amatero resident who allegedly lost control of the vehicle. Preliminary investigations indicate that passengers jumped through the door for fear of their safety. Investigations have further revealed that the driver was not licensed to operate the vehicle. Meanwhile, in Kafue, police have recorded another accident the same day along the Kafue Chirundu Road, about 30 kilometers south of the town. A Toyota Hiace carrying 16 passengers collided with a rear of a Shackman tanker truck while traveling in the same direction.
The accident involved two motor vehicles. The first was the Shackman tanker truck and trailer, registration numbers BLD5108 and BLD5097, driven by Foden Simbeye, age 57, of Kabanona compound, Lusaka, traveling towards Chirundu. The second vehicle was a Toyota Hiace minibus, registration number BBD2690, driven by Mwandu Kaule of Chauma compound, Kafue. The minibus was carrying 16 passengers and traveling in the same direction. Preliminary investigations indicate that the driver of the Toyota Hiace minibus failed to maintain a safe following distance and collided with the rear of the Shackman tanker. As a result of the collision, 5 passengers sustained minor injuries, while 11 passengers escaped unhurt.
The Zambia Electric Supply Corporation, ZESCO, says vandalism has cost the company 30 million kwacha in asset losses across 5 provinces, with the Copperbelt province accounting for 25 million kwacha of the total. Speaking during a media briefing in Kitwe, ZESCO Northern Division Manager, Engineer Kennedy Muchanga, said the utility recorded 13,300 cases of vandalism in 2025, of which 12,000 occurred in the Copperbelt province. Engineer Mchanga disclosed that 241 suspects were arrested in connection with vandalism, with 177 arrests recorded on the Copperbelt, while 80 offenders have since been convicted and are serving sentences. He said ZESCO has strengthened security measures and intensified inspections to protect its infrastructure.
We recorded 13,300 cases of vandalism in the 5 provinces on the north of Zambia, where 12,000 out of these 13,300 cases were recorded only on the Copperbelt province. The 5 provinces had an asset loss of 30 million, and 25 million of this total came out from the Copperbelt province as a loss due to vandalism of the ZESCO assets. We managed to make 241 arrests due to vandalism, and 177 of these arrests were made on the Copperbelt province.
Meanwhile, ZESCO senior security officer Ken Suze said that youths and artists have been engaged to help us spread the anti-vandalism message through roadshows aimed at encouraging young people to take ownership of public infrastructure.
It's bringing back that sense of ownership back to the community. It is reminding them that at the end of the day, what we really need is not so much of reinforcement in security. Because, you know, the fact is this: laws, regulation, security systems, yes, they will help in trying to solve the problem, but that alone is not enough, because they don't get to the root core. They don't get to the aspect of what? Mindset change and character. And that's where our artists come in place.
Earlier, Minister of Youth, Sport and Arts Director Esther Ngambi emphasized the importance of youth participation in promoting sustainable development and combating vandalism. She urged young people to safeguard the government infrastructure and report acts of vandalism. Ndola District Commissioner Precious Njekwa has warned head teachers and teachers against engaging politics, cautioning that those who persist risk disciplinary action. Ms. Njekwa emphasized that a civil